Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And did Sean King, and is it on here, did Sean King say something, Grandy, earlier today? Like, Steiny kept being like, Sean King was like, shut up, Niner fans. You have a great coach. I don't know if that was the exact quote, but something along those lines. And he's absolutely right. And some of us have been trying to say this for years. And I really do. It's an echo chamber thing. I think most Niner fans, they do like Kyle Shanahan. You like having Kyle Shanahan as your coach. I also think, though, a lot of Niner fans get super annoyed by him, whether it is the play calling, I didn't like that, whether it's a supposed arrogance at the podium or whatever. All right, if I gave you these four choices, how would you answer it? Because Salisbury was talking about the start to this season, and the Niners are 4-1. And yes, it's been razor thin. So let me ask you, why are the Niners 4-1? Why are the Niners 4-1? And in fact, if you want multiple choice, I'm that kind of teacher. I give you multiple choice.
And even if I get it wrong, I still get it right. Because darn it, I tried.
And because there's no wrong. This is one of those classes where
explain
we just
your
sit
answer.
In a circle and talk to each other.
Wish you were my teacher.
And if you want to turn it in late, that's fine too. You just let me know whenever you want to turn it in.
In advance, though.
Oh, no, no, no. Just whenever.
Sure. Montessori. Montessori Willard is your new name.
Okay, here are my four. I just came up with these in the hallway. Multiple choice answers for why the Niners are 4-1.
Okay.
888-957-9570. You pick an answer too. Here are my four. A, Kyle Shanahan. B, Robert Saleh. C, Mac Jones. D, Luck. Why are the Niners 4-1?
Well, if you want to rank them, for me, it would be Shanahan 1, Saleh 2, Mac 3, and then that's it. Because I don't believe
in luck. I know
you
don't believe
luck.
In luck.
For me,
is
luck.
Is there a different word I could use? They've gotten breaks. You know what I mean? Drop passes, fumbles.
Sure.
Like whatever.
Honestly, I would use clutch play as the reason, because if you want to talk about a Kyren Williams punch out at the goal line, there's nothing lucky about that play. Alfred Collins blocking a PAT, there was nothing lucky about that play. Jake Tonjes catching a up for grabs football in the end zone, that was not luck. That was your guy being better than their guy. And was it Upton Stout who dislodged the ball from Zay Jones on that, PBU?
Yes, it was.
That was not luck. That was your guy making a play that their guy didn't. So for me, it would be clutch play. And I would put clutch play actually above Mac Jones, because Mac has been good. Brock was fine, except for the game where he wasn't and he was hurt, whatever he was. But by and large, you are 4-1 because when you need a play, you've had a play. You had the Nick Bosa Shrugosaurus in the opener.
Seattle.
You had Bryce Huff, who made another big sack on a play. I think that was against New Orleans in your second victory. Mm-hmm. And you had the Upton Stout, as I mentioned. You had the Jake Tongis. You had the punch out of Kyren Williams. You had Eddie Money making a 59-yarder when you needed it made. So
I could give you a bunch of things, though, that are not plays that the Niners made. Marvin Harrison drops passes. That's not a play that the 49ers made.
Niners had about 7 drops against Jacksonville, so that's football for
me. Sure. Yep. Yeah, like sometimes the play you make is the play that the other team doesn't make. Like, I'm not over here caping up for Luck. I'm just throwing it out there because the 49ers have 4 wins. At least 3 of them are razor thin and feel, I don't know what the word is, a little bit circumstantial. Do you know what I mean? I don't think in the Niners' wins, outside of the game against New Orleans, where they were clearly the better team, I don't think you walk out of any of those games being like, we outplayed them. You haven't felt that way, have you? I had somebody who works for the 49ers tell me after the Seattle game, we had no business winning that football game. None. And I would argue the Arizona and L.A. ones almost feel even worse in terms of the way it felt watching those games. Is that fair?
It's fair, but I look at last year, and we look at Ronnie Bell dropping a surefire move the chains first down, and we don't think, that was unlucky. And we don't look at a 50-yard pass play to Tutu Atwell and a pass interference and a blown punt recovery. We don't think, darn it, that was unlucky. When it goes against us, we say things like choke and cut and loser and other things. So when it goes your way, to me, it's not luck.
Yeah. No,
so
when
it goes against you, for me, it's not bad luck. It's your guy did not come through. Ronnie Bell was wide open. He catches it. He does anything other than fumble, you win. And he didn't. He dropped it and you lost. And so for me, you look at those things, and even the Tampa Bay game last year where you had your kicker miss 3 kicks, you kind of dominated them the whole game. Yep. And yet you had to like hold on for dear life. And it wasn't bad luck that you were in a tight spot. It was bad kicker. It was bad kicking.
Yeah.
So for me, luck is, and I mentioned this before, when Brandon Ayuk goes deep down the middle and the ball goes off of somebody's helmet and he happens to like,
boink.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's luck. Or luck is when Arizona intercepts the ball, they fumble it, they kick it, they kick it again, and then you happen to be the guy to just dive on it in the end zone. That, for me, is luck.
You clearly don't like the word luck.
I hate it.
But there's a different word that represents some of these things. Like, what do you call it when the other team has a wide-open receiver who just drops the ball? Like, what is that?
It's just a break.
Okay.
And that's football.
Yeah.
Like, you do it, they do it, everybody does it. Luck, to me, is more like when DeMarcado runs 72 yards and drops the ball short of the goal line. Now, that's luck.
Yeah.
Because you honestly did nothing. Tennessee did nothing to provoke that. You just got lucky that he happened to be in a mind space where he thought that he was already in or whatever he did. That, to me, is luck.
I don't want to get philosophical about this, but like, what is the difference between a good team and a bad team in the NFL? And I mean that beyond the obvious. Like,
right.
If somebody's blowing people out, okay. But, you know, Kansas City Chiefs last year, Niners this year, Tampa Bay Bucks this year. I think people would answer the Tampa Bay Bucks and say, well, what they're doing with a minute to go with Baker Mayfield is a real weapon. And that's true. But the Chiefs at times last year, it felt like they were like, I don't know, they were on some higher plane or higher power was weighing in with the way they won football games. And there's a little bit of that with the Niners this year. So that's all I'm asking. Like, the Niners are 4-1, and I'm still having a hard time branding them as, quote, a good team. I think they are, and my answer would absolutely be A, Kyle Shanahan.
Agreed.
That's number one for me, for sure, and that's to take nothing away from all of the other candidates, and then there are more. Like, we could keep going. We could bring up other names. We could bring up other things. There are lots of things that have contributed to 49er wins this year. But I know they're well-coached. I know they're well-constructed. It still doesn't mean they're immune. Look at last year. right? So they're not immune. You don't automatically win most of the games just because of Kyle Shanahan. But I do think he gives you opportunities that maybe you wouldn't be afforded elsewhere. I don't know too many NFL teams who could have gone out with the crew that went to L.A. last Thursday and won a football game, been like, find a game plan that even gives them a chance to win the football game. And then they had a lot of people out there, including Mac Jones, who executed it. But what is the difference for Kyle Shanahan in good versus bad?
Well, I think you just said it. And for me, that's what makes it so you could talk about luck, quote unquote, whatever you want to talk about. You get to a spot where you can make a play that can change the game. And a lot of that for me on Thursday was Kyle Shanahan, because you go out and you get the ball and you score. Your defense holds them. You get the ball back and you score. You're undermanned. You're overmatched. You're on the road on a short week and you're up 14-0. And that wasn't all Kyle Shanahan, but the play calling, the execution from the offense was supreme, and you got the lead. And we all knew that the Rams would make a run, and make a run they did, and the 49ers didn't score. They didn't score another touchdown in that game. Am I right? They were up 14-0, and they went.
Wait, the Niners? Yeah, the Niners did not score another touchdown.
No, they went.
That's correct.
Yeah, they went punt and then field goal.
17-7 at halftime.
Yeah. And then punt and then punt and then field goal and then punt and then overtime field goal. So if you weren't up 14-0, that game goes the way I thought it was going to go,
of
which
course.
Is you lose 26-12 or whatever. But Shanahan and the offense, pop, pop. You got two touchdowns early, and then you kept it close enough to where you got yourself into a position where you could make a play to win the game, and they made multiple plays late to win the game.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Speaking of that free Odyssey app, along with YouTube, that's where you can go back and listen to Sean Salisbury if you would like. He joined us just under an hour ago and was fantastic on all things 49ers, and he used the word luck, not in terms of how the Niners won, but in terms of the way the 49ers are structured and us as a fan base, because they're like, they are lucky. They're lucky that they have someone who can come in and still function in Kyle Shanahan's system and win football games. I think about that too. After what this fan base and what this organization went through last year, I wonder where we would be right now, and I mean this collectively and big picture stuff, if they had lost two of these four games. What if they were 2-3? What if they were 1-4? What would we be attacking right now? It feels kind of pivotal with regard to Kyle Shanahan, and I know a lot of people don't want to do this because all's fair in love and war, and when you're a high-profile face of an organization and you make a lot of money, people are just going to take shots at you. That's the way it works. I don't think Kyle cares. I think he's fine. He's not worried what anybody calling 95.7 The Game has to say. But it's certainly gotten quiet, hasn't it? Like that aspect of the fan base. And you heard Greg Cosell. Remember how he started our conversation? He was being sarcastic, if you don't know. Those of you who didn't hear the conversation yesterday, the first thing he said, he goes, oh boy, what are your fans saying when they called in after that win Thursday night? I bet they were all calling in to say that Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. And we were like, yeah, some are. He's like, oh, really? He was being sarcastic.
Right.
That's his way of saying, like, I bet he's still not getting the credit that he most clearly deserves, and not just for this year. Not just for this year. I mean, riddle me this, okay? Albert Breer tweets out today, you know, I used to think that Bill Belichick was the best coach of all time, and now I don't. And he had numbers showing what Belichick has done outside of years with Tom Brady.
Oh, boy.
It's not much.
No.
It's not much. And even Andy Reid, who has been great with Mahomes, but was good before that, but he had Donovan McNabb for most of that. Considering the way we hear people talk about Jimmy Garoppolo in this city, what Brock Purdy is sort of being called right now, like, Kyle Shanahan has taken both of those quarterbacks to the Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bowl.
Right.
The Super Bowl. I don't know, man.
Well, both very highly paid, and Garoppolo is the highest paid quarterback at the time. And it's interesting the way you lay that out, because does the coach make the player or does the player make the coach? And you can look at Patrick Mahomes and say, well, I mean, he's amazing. He might be the best quarterback in history. And yeah, he's had Andy Reid the whole time. And so is that because of Andy? Is it because of Patrick? Well, it's because of both. I think you can look at it, and maybe Patrick will have some time when Andy's not the coach and we can see what Patrick looks like without Andy. We saw Andy in Philadelphia, and he was great. He was there a long time, and they didn't quite get over the hump. It was very Shanahanian, honestly, if you look at his, I think, 13 or 14-year run, where they had a lot of good years, and they went to the Super Bowl, and, well, you had a guy break his leg to Terrell Owens, and you couldn't, you know, go ahead and win that game. So I always think about all of these conversations in terms of it being complimentary. Like Sean McVay, he had Jared Goff, and they went to the Super Bowl,
yep,
and they got motorboated,
yep,
and then he traded for Stafford, and then they won the Super Bowl. So does that mean that Stafford's better than Goff? Well, maybe. Maybe he's just better than Goff in that system and better than Goff at that moment, because Jared Goff has gone to Detroit, and he showed himself to be a very good quarterback. He's been incredibly accurate. He's won a bunch of games after that first year. So for me, it always comes down to the situation, the coach, the quarterback, the situation. And that's where I do think that Shanahan maybe doesn't get his flowers that he deserves, especially from the local fans.
Well, I'm glad you brought up McVay, because actually I was sitting here thinking about even all of these coaching greats we talk about. Hell, this even applies to Bill Walsh. How many of them, and I know we focus on winning the Super Bowl, but I'm a big fan of even going to the Super Bowl. That is an achievement in my book. How many of these coaches who we consider the greats right now, how many of them have taken multiple quarterbacks to the Super Bowl? Anybody other than McVay and Shanahan?
Thinking about
I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
No, like Mike Tomlin just had Ben.
Right.
Pete Carroll just had Russell.
Yep.
Sean Payton just had Drew. And
who else
Sirianni has Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Teach me how to Dougie. I don't think he's even a head coach anymore.
He's
but
not.
He did it with Nick Foles.
Right.
And I don't know if there is another current head coach who's...
Was Zach Mike, Taylor the coach?
Zach has done it with Joe.
With Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Yeah, anybody else go to a Super Bowl? I mean, Belichick just left the NFL, but he never went without anybody with anybody other than Brady. Brady went without him. I think that's it.
Of current guys, yeah.
Current guys, or even if we want to talk about recent guys. Even, you know what I mean? Like, give me the Grudens and the Dungies of the world and all of that.
I was thinking about Tom Coughlin. Did he ever go with Jacksonville? I know he went with Eli twice, but
I don't think so. When Brunel went, didn't Brunel go to a Super Bowl and lose? I think.
That sounds about right.
No, I might be wrong on that. I can't. He went at least to an AFC title game. But no, I can't think of, like, somebody is saying Don Shula. Right, like that's...
Okay. Count it.
We're going back a ways. We're going back a ways. Sure, someone, Bill Parcells. Yes, Bill Parcells took more on, more than one. But, right, like, in the modern era, it's those two guys.
I was thinking Jeff Fisher, but I don't think he ever got the Rams there. Dick Vermeil, you can go ahead and put that one on the board. I think he went there with Philadelphia back in the in 1980, and then he won it with the Rams.
Oh, God, but I mean, yeah, you're talking, it's like 143 years in between. But sure.
Yeah. Sure. Just trying to, get Dick Vermeil on the show.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot, though.
Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre, and Hasselbeck.
Okay.
Matt Hasselbeck. Yeah, someone's writing in Andy Reid. Yes, Andy Reid.
Yep, that's kind of the point of this.
And we met, okay, Donovan McNabb and Patrick Mahomes. That's special to me. That's special if you can bring more than, because that says something about your system and what you are doing.
Yeah. Dan Reeves, put it on the board.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.